Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate here. Thank you for taking the time to listen in to this message. And I was really guided to do this because, frankly, I've kind of been going through a bumpy time. I know that a lot of my friends, family members have, a lot of people that are part of the Emboldened Heart community and my listeners, and those that I work with, my dear friends from all over the globe. We are going through a lot right now. There are changes just almost beyond what we could have imagined happening. And it's good. These are good changes. That does not mean they are easy. So, dear ones, we could all use some lifting up right now. We are all in this together, riding these currents of change, and we're truly in the middle of it with so much happening so fast. It's astonishing. And we're kind of all participating in our own way in a dizzying round of energetic, personal, political, financial, relationship, change. And again, all of this is ultimately for the good. Things are indeed changing for the better, but it's complicated. The world is good. We all know this. Meanwhile, it's a bumpy ride. Lots of things are being kind of pushed, stretched, squeezed. It feels very fast, and sometimes it feels overwhelming. And we're all watching it. We're seeing it all around us as we look around, as we read the news or see the news or hear the news, in whatever way we obtain the news. Things that used to work are no longer working. Systems and structures and relationships and career paths and ways of doing business, they are no longer working. And it's calling us to a great deal of creativity, clarity, understanding, problem solving, and solution orientation. And it's also calling on all of us to just be open and accepting that we are in it. So I know that right now I feel like I don't have a lot of time and I don't have a lot of attention span for things. That's why I haven't been doing long interviews, and that's why I haven't been doing things that are long and drawn out. Because I don't have the time, and everyone that I'm talking to feels very much the same way. But we are in this together. This, again, I'll remind any of you, I've said it before, and I'm sure I'll say it again over and over this year. 2018 is the year of relationship. Certainly the most important relationship is the one with ourselves. That immediately extends to those in our sphere of influence, our loved ones, and our planet and all of humanity, all of life, with the planet herself, our relationship with the planet, our relationship with our body, our mind, our emotions, our spirit, our higher self, our God self, whatever you are comfortable calling it. And even atheists know that there's something beyond what they can see and comprehend. There's more. There are many names for it. So what I was just asking as I was kind of moving through some of my experiences, I was just asking my higher guidance, what can I do? What would be really helpful for not only me, but for everyone that I can reach and touch in any way? And the message that I got is Keep it simple and lift people up. Keep it simple, easy, and loving. And all of us do feel like we don't have enough time. Often we may feel overwhelmed. Often we may feel anxious. And in between, thankfully, there are periods of great clarity and awareness and groundedness and peace. But it kind of is, it's like almost like a roller coaster ride right now. With the energy that's coming in to bathe our planet from the sun, the solar system, the other planets, and on high, we are really getting a dose of transformation. And so we kind of need some reminders that all is well. So I was guided to create a short daily message of support, love, and encouragement, inspiration perhaps, which is designed to lift up our energy, our attitude, our vibration, our sense of all being well. And at the same time, I want this message to be very grounding so that you feel connected to our beautiful planet Earth, as well as connected to that higher self part of you, that part of you that is all wise, all knowing, and is connected to the great grid, the great divine grid of intelligence, the universe. Again, call it what you will. Some call it God, source, higher power. It's a word, and whatever word is most meaningful for you is the one that you can plug in. So what I would really like to do is share some beautiful inspiration from you, and I have so much I can share. But today, it was so interesting. I was guided to something that is, it's not a new book. It's actually a book that was authored, if I'm correct, in the 70s, maybe later than that. But it's a book that's been around a long time, and it was way ahead of its time. That is the book Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. And it is just astonishing. I was guided to an excerpt from it today that gave me so much of a sense of being connected, that everything is playing out according to the plan, that we don't have to effort our way through all of this. And that is so important because, wow, have we been in struggle mode. And there still is a lot of it. It's all around us. We're seeing it. But if we can breathe and choose our focus wisely, what Sandra Walters said in her recent newsletter, her blog that just came out, is, choose your focus wisely. Remember that focus on darkness keeps it running in the collective consciousness. Time to create the new, or at least your highest vision for humanity, rather than marinating in the flotsam of the old paradigm. Prepare. We are prepared. We are ready. Call it forth. So some of you are really in touch with this heart opening that's happening, where people want to see change. They want to see things get better. They want to see more balance, more fairness, more equanimity, more love all over the planet, everywhere. So allow yourself to breathe and feel this. Your heart's intent, the wave, and just really take care of yourself right now. So important. And some questions that Sandra Walters is asking us all to contemplate as we do this work, moving into these new new frequencies, being bathed by them on even a cellular level, a subcellular level. What is divine love asking of you in this now? How is your unique expression of source changing? Witness this, feel it, meditate on it. Whatever heart-based clarity, joy, balance, calm, healthy, energetic, and emotional support you have available and access to, do it now. And it may be time to drop some of those extraneous and unnecessary tasks for the rest of the month, because we're getting ready to get another big hit of this amazing cosmic energy coming in the 15th through the 17th in a big, big way. Again, there is a very large segment of people who are seeing this as a gateway, another gateway. So you can participate with your intention, your heart, your love, and your awareness. So do help. That's what we're here for. So now, back to Barbara Marciniak. What she says, and I thought this was so important. As members of the family of light, you have incarnated on this planet to prepare yourselves to do your work. What is your work? Your work is actually quite simple. You carry frequency into systems that have limited light frequency, because light is information. Many of you may have the feeling that you've done this before. You have. This is your multidimensional memory of when you have gone to other systems and done the same thing. You go in and reconstruct realities, and you're experts at it. You lost your memory of the process because you came here to operate under the same laws as everyone else. Therefore, you came in as human with your memory completely erased. You knew before you arrived that losing your memory was part of the process, and you specifically picked the moment of time and the parentage that would give you the best connection to energetically and genetically bring about your purpose. And she goes on to say, you think you are flesh and bone, when in actuality you are a combination of intelligent electromagnetic signals. The evolution that you are now going through involves the process of building and integrating a light body. Clarity concerning who you intend to be in your reality is one of the prime keys in building your light body. Your light body knows that it creates through thought and links you to the fabric of creation. Rest assured, dear friends, that a higher order and purpose exists. Breathe that wisdom, that knowledge, that truth into your being on all levels. All is well. Breathe. Bless you. Thank you for listening. Breathe and enjoy the rest of your day.